It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Most of Colorado's congressional delegation voted to override a presidential veto and support a national defense bill. Here's CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Six Colorado representatives voted to override President Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act. Republican Representative Doug Lamborn said, while he understands the president's concerns, the bill provides nearly $1 billion of defense spending in his district, bolsters cybersecurity defense, modernizes the military, and provides a much-needed pay raise for the troops. Only Republican Representative Ken Buck supported Trump's veto of the defense policy bill that has become law for the last 59 years. The bill now heads to the Senate. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
One person is dead after a burglary in Denver's Montclair neighborhood. Police say they responded to a report of three men trying to burglarize a home on Monday. Officers arrived to find one person dead at the scene and another person trying to flee. That person was arrested. One person is in custody after Colorado Springs police were involved in a three-hour-long standoff Monday evening. KKTV reports officers responded to a reported stabbing on the southeast side of Colorado Springs just before 4 p.m. It still isn't clear if a stabbing occurred. Police haven't released more information. The Denver Zoo is weathering COVID-19 and is appealing for donors to help fill the financial gap left by the pandemic. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
After months of uncertainty, the Denver Zoo is looking forward to the future. CEO Bert Vescolani says he's optimistic about the zoo's upcoming 125th anniversary in 2021.
We've learned a lot. We've developed a lot. We've found new strategies, new ways. And in many ways, we've got some things that we learned that we're probably likely to continue into 21. This time ticketing has spread our guest experience out in a really meaningful way. And so I would say there's a guarded and cautious optimism.
Although the Denver Zoo has adjusted its 2021 budget, leaders say they are hopeful visitors and donations will help keep the zoo financially sound. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Metro Denver and Colorado Springs, Pueblo, the Front Range have more snow today, temperatures in the 30s and 40s, a sunny day tomorrow with slightly warmer temperatures toward the end of the week. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.